Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, once again, we are talking about this artist by the name of GBLW. That's what I'm going to call him, but the real name is...
隔壁老王.
That's right. He makes very entertaining and funny illustrations. The characters, this is one thing I like, they always roll their eyes.
Yeah, I love that. 大家还记不记得昨天我们提到翻白眼的英文就是 roll one's eyes. 所以如果你常常看到一些你可能会觉得很受不了。有的人做一些很 stupid, 很愚蠢的行为，你可能就会很像这个隔壁老王里面角色一样，怎么样？ You keep rolling your eyes.
That's right. I think this is one of the unique things, the interesting things about GBLW's style.We're going to learn more about his background, what made him an artist, what gave him his style today on the program. So stay tuned. We've got a lot more about GBLW on today's edition of A Plus English.
Let's meet GBLW.
Lau Wang is the artist behind GBLW.Ever since he was little, Lau Wang has loved to draw. He was a boy with a big imagination. Lau Wang would spend endless hours drawing. He drew enough pictures to fill up several boxes. Lau Wang didn't have many friends when he was in school. He was quiet.And he often kept to himself. That changed when he started to draw his classmates and teachers. He would share his illustrations with everyone. They loved it. This inspired Lau Wang to follow his dreams. It wasn't easy at first, but Lau Wang never gave up. Now,Lau Wang has a Facebook fan page and line stickers, too.
Word power!
Artist. Artist. The artist painted a picture.Of the mountains. The artist painted a picture of the mountains. Draw, 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 drew, drawn. The art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room.The art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room. Classmate. Classmate. Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school. Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school. Inspire. Inspire.Inspire, inspired, inspired. The coach inspired the team to victory. The coach inspired the team to victory.
The article starts off today by saying Lau Wang is the artist behind GBLW.
OK, 一开始我们就来揭晓哦，这个隔壁老王这么好笑的一些插画，他的背后的画家是谁呢？诶，大家就是不要怀疑，就是老王这么简单。OK, and we see this word artist. What does it mean?
If you're an artist, it means you're somebody who creates or make things such as like paintings or drawings, illustrations.
Mm-hmm.
If you make art, then you are an artist. So that's what it means to be an artist.
Oh, OK. 其实我们都知道 art 就是有美术、艺术的意思。所以后面我们在 art 后面加 ist, artist, 就是指艺术家。OK, 通常就是我们会觉得说他可能很会画画。So if you say someone is a very talented artist, then you mean they can draw very well. Okay, now sometimes artist can also mean a skilled performer. 有时候 artist 还可以是指这个艺人，或者是像是一些音乐人这样子的一个意思哦。For example, when we talk about famous recording artists, it just means that they are singers and musicians who record their music.
That's right. These people can be referred to as artists too. We could also say the artist painted a picture of the mountains. The artist painted a picture of the mountains.
在刚刚的例句的意思就是这个艺术家画了一幅这个山景画。
The article goes on to say, ever since he was little, Lao Wang has loved to draw. Ever since. This means when we're talking about the beginning of something. So this is when Lao Wang started to draw when he was just little, when he was just a little kid,when he was very young, in other words.
当我们用 ever since, 就是从什么什么以来。所以在课文刚刚指的就是从小开始呢这个老王就非常喜欢很爱这个画画了。And here we see the word draw.
Draw, that means to make a picture with something like a pencil, a pen, a marker, anything that you can make a picture with using your hands and some sort of writing instrument. So that's what he would use.To draw, to make his first illustrations or pictures.
好，我们来看一下 draw, D-R-A-W, 这个动词就是有绘画或者是绘图的意思，它的动词三态为 draw, drew, D-R-E-W, drawn, D-R-A-W-N. I can't draw very well. I can only draw stick figures.
I can barely draw stick figures. Even my stick figures look funny.
Okay, 我只会画是很简单的那种小人物，就是一个头，然后一个圈有没有，然后接下来身体都是一条线条的人物。Okay, 这叫做 stick figures. Okay, so how can we use draw in a sentence, Joe?
We could say the art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room. The art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room.
Oh, 美术老师就是 art teacher, 他请学生们画一张他们房间的图哦。
Let's learn some more about GBLW's childhood. It says he was a boy with a big imagination. Your imagination is what makes you able to picture things in your head. You can kind of make things up, situations. You can think about things. It's just what goes on inside your own mind or your brain.
Right, okay. 所以这个隔壁老王呢，的老王，他其实是拥有这个丰富想象力的男孩。那其中我们就看到了 imagination 这个名词有想象力的意思。那常常我们也会用到它的动词，就是 imagine, I-M-A-G-I-N-E. 所以常常你可能在讲故事的时候，可能会说 imagine, 就是想象这个情景哦，这样子意思。
That's right. To imagine just means to think about something in your mind. Next, the article says Lao Wang would spend endless hours drawing. Endless means just he would never stop. He was always drawing, maybe from the time the sun rose to the time the sun set, he would be drawing. That's why we say endless. It doesn't literally mean it never stopped. It just means you're doing something for a very long time.
Okay, 这个老王呢，他有多么爱这个画画呢？他可以花上无止境的时间来绘画。这里我们来看一下 endless 这个字哦。其实呢 ，end 就是止境，那 less 就是没有什么，所以当然它合起来就变成一个字的形容词，就是不断的啦，无尽的这样子的意思。OK, 在这里呢，我们要小小休息一下，因为我们要进入我们的 Magic Box, 老师要教大家怎么用这个 spend 的用法哦。Magic Box, 找亮点。大家好，我是 Celine, 又到了找亮点的时间。今天我们的亮点是 spend 这个动词。这个动词呢，说简单很简单，但是却很容易用错。我们就来看看它到底要怎么用吧。spend 是花费的意思。这个动词最容易让人搞错的就是前面要放的主词，还有后面要接的东西。先从主词说起，我们可以放什么在主词呢？是人还是事物？大家一定要记得 spend 前方的主词通常会是人或是单位，千万不要放成是时间啊，或者是你花钱的事物。如果你要说这张椅子花了我500块，主词就会摆放我而不是椅子。
那 spend 后方可以放金钱或者是时间，用法略有不同。我们先来看看花时间呢、哦，它的写法是主词加上 spend， 后面再加上时间，最后再加上 ving。天啊 ，Selin 这样讲我怎么听得懂？哎，说得好，是时候来看看例句啦。举例来说，如果你今天花了3个小时是为了明天的考试在读书，那用 spend 这个字你要怎么说呢？首先就是I 花了3个小时呢，就是 spent 3 hours。花时间读书，我们用 study 这个字，然后把它加上 ing， 也就是 spent 3 hours studying。整句话我们来说一遍哦。I spent 3 hours studying for tomorrow's test。紧接着我们来看看花钱用 spend 要怎么说。既然我们分开来讲，那就代表说花钱的时候后面接的不是 ving。花钱我们会用 spend 加上金钱再加上 on something 来表示在什么上面花了很多钱。举例来说，我朋友 Kate 最近很穷，因为他在脚踏车上花了8000块。 She spent $8,000 on this bicycle. She spent $8,000 on this bicycle. 她在这台脚踏车上花了8000块。注意主词一样是付钱的人，千万不要摆成脚踏车啦。所以 spend 的用法，不论是当作花钱还是花时间，主词都要放进行这个动作的人或是事物，后面则会因为是花时间做事情而用 ving。 花钱在什么上面的话呢，就要用 on something。 希望大家都明白啦。那么 Magic Box 找亮点，我们下次见咯。
That was our magic box for today. And before that, we were learning about GBLW's childhood, how he would spend endless hours drawing. In fact, the next sentence says he drew enough pictures to fill up several boxes. If you fill something up, it means there's no more room in that container. So you have a box, it's filled up to the top. You can't put anything else inside.
I wish I could draw that well.
I wish I could. I have boxes full of drawings and nobody would want them. I would just throw them away.
Okay.
Really bad stick figures.
Okay. 所以呢，这个老王呢，他好厉害。他画的这个图呢，足够装满好几个箱子。那虽然我们搞不好也可以画很多图，可是呢，怎么样呢？搞不好都很丑，所以也没有人会要。那我们先来看一下刚刚提到的这个动词片语 fill something up， 就是充满或者是填满。什么什么
Lao Wang didn't have many friends when he was in school. Yes, artists sometimes are like this. They don't hang out with people so much, but they spend all their time drawing
right.
or doing whatever their art might be.
They can be more focused on other things.
True.
好，我们来看一下这个老王在学校的时候是怎么样的一个小朋友哦。啊，这时候我们很压抑的发现，他其实当时并没有很多朋友哎，在他求学的时期。
He was quiet and he often kept to himself. If you keep to yourself, it just means you are alone most of the time. Mm-hmm. You don't hang out with other people. You might not have a lot of friends. You just prefer to be by yourself.
Right, okay. 所以呢，刚刚我们有提到，或许他可以这样比较静下来，比较专注于他的这个绘画哦。因为呢，他当时是很安静，而且并且怎么样 ？He often kept to himself. 这里我们来看一下片语 keep to oneself， 就有着独来独往，所以他那时候常常是一个人的 alone。
Okay, so was he always like this? Does he still like to keep to himself? No, it says that changed when he started to draw his classmates and teachers.
Wow.
So I guess after that, he did not keep to himself.
Hmm, that's great, okay. 但是呢，这是他之前哦，在那在什么时候开始做变化？那一切在他开始画他的同学以及老师们之后，就怎么样？就 changed， 就改变了。What does classmate mean?
A classmate is just somebody in your class, somebody that you go to school with who is another student just like you.
Oh, classmate, C-L-A-S-S-M-A-T-E, 就是指同班同学。那可能是诶，如果你们一起曾经去就是在高中的时候是同班同学，你就可以说 We were classmates in high school. 或者呢，有些人他可能开一个派对都会喜欢就邀请他的同班同学来他的派对，你就可以这么说啦。I invited all of my classmates to my birthday party.
We could also say Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school. Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school.
Oh, so Tanya 跟 Jake 他们是怎么样高中的同班同学。
So GBLW started drawing classmates and his teachers too, and he would share his illustrations with everyone. He would give them away or show them to people, share them, and they loved it.
所以开始他的人缘一定变得非常好，因为他会和大家分享啊他的 illustrations， 还记不记得是插画的意思？那他们呢，就是老师们跟同学们也都好喜欢，好喜爱哦。
This inspired Lao Wang to follow his dreams. Inspire just means something makes something or someone makes you want to do something. This made him want to follow his dreams. He wanted to do exactly what he wanted to do with his life. He wanted to draw.
Wow, okay. 当然咯，因为大家这么受大家欢迎，这也怎么样 inspired， 这也鼓舞了老王，让他可以追求自己的梦想。Okay， 这里我们先来看一下 inspire， I-N-S-P-I-R-E， 它是个动词，表示鼓舞。Okay， 那它的动词三态的变化很简单，只要在过去式跟过去分词后面接，直接接 D， inspired。Okay， 那要怎么用呢？ So how do we use inspire in the sentence？
We could say the coach inspired the team to victory. The coach inspired the team to victory.
Nice. 这个 coach 是谁呢？就是教练，他鼓舞这个团队去赢得 victory 胜利。And we also saw the phrase follow one's dreams, 就是追求梦想的意思。
It wasn't easy at first, but Lao Wang never gave up. He never stopped.
Okay. 虽然一开始不容易，但是老王呢，太棒了，他从未放弃。这里的 give up 当然就是指放弃的意思啦。
Now, Lao Wang has a Facebook fan page and line stickers too. So, not just the Facebook page, but of course, everyone has line on their smartphone.
Uh-huh.
And you know those stickers that you use to communicate in place of words? He's got some of those too, and they're pretty good.
现在老王不仅在脸书有粉丝专页，你们还可以在 LINE 那边买到他的贴图哦。Stickers 就是贴图的意思啦。
We're almost out of time. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap up.Over the past couple of days, we've been learning about the artist GBLW. He makes some great illustrations. He's got a Facebook fan page you can check out if you haven't clicked like on it yet. You can follow his latest drawings. Also, if you have Line on your smartphone, which I'm sure most of you do, you can check out his collection of stickers, too.
I already clicked like on his fan page.
Do you have the Line stickers?
No, not yet. I'm going to check
it
out. Okay,
you're going to have to check those out. Get them on your phone. They're a lot of fun.You guys can check out his works, too, online. We're out of time today for A+. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A+, 小聚会。
I don't mind going to the beach, but I don't know how to swim.
I don't mind going to the beach.But I don't know how to swim.
Hey guys, this is Alvy.
这两天啊，正尝试着约我好朋友一起去海边玩，但他一直给我犹豫不决的。后来才知道，原来是他不太会游泳，所以啊，还在考虑到底要不要去啦。他是这样跟我说的
：I don't mind going to the beach, but.I don't know how to swim.
我不介意去海边，但我不会游泳。不过不会游泳没有关系啦，不要下水，坐在沙滩上看比基尼辣妹和肌肉帅哥，好像也是蛮消暑的。好啦，那回到我们小聚会的句子
，Somebody don't mind doing something，
就是某人不介意做某件事情。Mind 后面的动词记得加上 ing 哦。
For example, I don't mind picking you up from the train station.
我不介意到车站接你。那这边跟各位补充一个关于 mind 的用法哦。假设有人问你 ，Do you mind if I sit next to you？ 你介意我坐你旁边吗？的时候，到底是该回答 yes or no 呢？如果你不介意的话，心里想着哦，可以啊 ，OK， 没问题。但记得你要回答的应该是 Oh no, I don't mind， 或是你也可以说 Of course not。当然，如果你是真的有点介意，但是你也不要太直接的说 yes 啦。你可以试着婉转的说 sorry, but 怎么样怎么样哦。Alright, 最后又到了我们复习的时间啦。I don't mind going to the beach, but I don't know how to swim. 各位同学去海边玩都要注意安全哦，不太会游泳也不要勉强啦，像我给我朋友的建议，躺着晒日光浴，看看帅哥辣妹也是不错啦。那么 A Plus 小聚会下次见咯，拜。
I don't mind going to the beach, but I don't know how to swim.
I don't mind going to the beach, but I don't know how to swim.
Let's meet GBLW!
Lau Wang is the artist behind GBLW. Ever since he was little, Lau Wang has loved to draw. He was a boy with a big imagination. Lau Wang would spend endless hours drawing. He drew enough pictures to fill up several boxes. Lau Wang didn't have many friends when he was in school. He was quiet, and he often kept to himself. That changed when he started to draw his classmates and teachers. He would share his illustrations with everyone. They loved it. This inspired Lau Wang to follow his dreams. It wasn't easy at first, but Lau Wang never gave up. Now, Lau Wang has a Facebook fan page and line stickers too. Artist. Artist. The artist painted a picture of the mountains. The artist painted a picture of the mountains. Draw. Draw. Draw, drew, drawn. The art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room. The art teacher asked the students to draw a picture of their room. Classmate. Classmate. Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school. Tanya and Jake were classmates in high school. Inspire. Inspire.Inspire, inspired, inspired. The coach inspired the team to victory. The coach inspired the team to victory.